This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. When it comes to home repairs, we could all use a guy. Well, we've got the guy, and we've got the show. For all your home improvement questions, we've got answers. This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Now, here's your host, Dayton Kane and David Nason.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us midway through July. And we're still on the radio, David.
Yes, we are.
We're still here. Had a good week? Busy week?
Well, it was busy.
Busy? You're always busy.
Yeah. Started out sailing.
Nice.
I was gone last weekend. Thanks, Jim, for filling in for me.
Midway through, we had a little golf in there. That wasn't good.
No,
you came on at the end. You were doing pretty good at the end.
Better than I have been this year. Yeah, starting to actually keep my head down and hit the ball.
Yeah. It was fun to be out there, and no matter what goes on. So I want to address something as we start the show. We have no guests this hour, first of all. So if somebody has questions about anything they want to fix, 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. Isaac, a few weeks ago, said something that I want to address. We were talking about driving. I was getting yelled at a little bit by some of the listeners for my comments on driving. But one statement he said that his driver's ed instructor said if we all drove the speed limit, we would never get stuck at a stoplight because they're timed perfectly with the speed limit. BS! I call it BS.
I never said it was true. That's just what he told me.
So if he's telling his students, I don't want to call him out, but what's his name?
His name was Tom.
Okay, so we're calling Tom out. Tom, quit telling people that because it's not true because I have tested this theory since then. So if there's nobody in front of me and I'm at a stoplight, I've been driving the speed limit to see what happens, and it is absolutely false that if we drive the speed limit, we'll hit every light green.
Wow.
So, and unfortunately, this is unfortunate, if you drive the speed limit, you know, everywhere now, it's like you're getting run over.
Yeah, right.
You're in the way.
Right.
Yeah, you know,
that's why I was only doing it in places where I wasn't like keeping people behind me.
We've gotten, we're going too fast.
Yeah,
just in our cars and in our lives, just so much stuff going on.
Yeah, we were supposed to go to a friend's lake house today, and they canceled it because of the rain forecast. Yeah. She canceled it like 4 or 5 days ago. She's like, it's supposed to rain all weekend. We're not going to go. Now it's going to be beautiful. It looks like, but
Steve Miller canceled his whole tour
for weather. What?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. We don't seem to be able to deal with things anymore.
Interesting.
And just in general, just in life.
But anyway, when she canceled, I'm like, we actually have an open day on a weekend where we don't have anything to do.
Yeah.
It was kind of refreshing, actually.
Well, now all of a sudden your list of things to do at your house is huge, right?
Actually, before I left this morning, I wrote things to do this weekend, and it's about 10 items long of things I have to get done today. But I can do them,
which
usually we're running around like chickens with our heads cut off to this event or going to that. Well, that's on the list.
Yeah.
We got new sand to put down at the bottom. Mm-hmm. It's always something with the chicken
mansion.
Chicken mansion, yeah. Yeah. So when it comes to fixing things this time of year, we're in full-blown summer mode right now.
Yeah.
By now, you should probably just be doing maintenance, right? Lawn work and you should have done your spring. We came out of winter.
Yeah, we're past that.
Yeah, we came out of winter. We did all the spring stuff. Yeah. Now it's kind of like, all right, let's breathe and just maintain for a bit before we get ready for the fall, the winter transition.
Yeah. Your bushes and things are probably really growing like crazy.
That's
with
on
all
my
the
list.
Rain.
True.
Everything should be trimming things back from your house.
Yep.
Just, these become ladders for animals.
Bugs.
So many people have had mice in their attic. Well, how do they get in their attic? Well, they climb up trees and things, climb up on your roof. They find a little hole somewhere and they get in your attic.
They can also go up the walls though, can't they?
Some, I don't think they can climb up vinyl siding too well.
No,
maybe.
I mean on the inside, like get into the house and then go up.
In a gap or something, sure.
Yeah.
But they can climb right up brick. They can climb right up probably cedar siding pretty well, something they can grab onto.
Yeah.
But you're right, they get up inside the walls as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so caulk all little gaps around any penetration in the wall, the electrical, the gas line, water hoses, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Get out there with a good tube of caulk, Quad OSI or Vulcum or something like that. And Don't use a cheap latex caulk or even silicone. It tends to break down a little bit quicker in some places.
Yeah,
depends on what you're using. You know, it sticks well to like aluminum, you know, metal surfaces. Silicone will,
sure,
but other more rough like concrete block and stuff like that, you want to use a polyurethane based caulk. That's going to hold up better.
All right. We'd love to hear from you today because we have no guest on this hour. Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited on next hour. 855-616-1620 is the number. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
The Fix-It Show with Dayton Kane and David Nason on WTMJ.
Isaac in the producer's booth today playing The Cure. If you like that band, The Cure, Depeche Mode, Violent Femmes, like that type of 80s alternative music, there's a band called The First Wave. They're playing at 5:15 at Bastille Days in Cathedral Park, Cathedral Square Park today. Great, great music.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like it, that's a good place to go. It's supposed to be,
should be a nice warm day.
Nice day outside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
81 for a high. Very, very scattered showers, they're saying. Yeah. So they said, the guy I was watching on TMJ4 kept saying, and I didn't remember which guy he was, but he kept saying it won't be a wash today. It's not gonna be a wash. So yeah. don't not do something because you think it might rain is what
yeah, you look at the radar, it looks like it might stay south of us, possibly.
Right. That's what he was kind
of
saying.
The majority of the heavy stuff.
So here's a question. You're dealing with your church, right?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
We just had our parking lot replaced, yeah.
Okay. So and you were kind of the general contractor.
So I'm one of the trustees, I was basically I took it on as a project for our church, yeah.
So typically for a huge parking lot, it's asphalt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't see massive concrete
rarely
parking lots because it's expensive, right? Is that the main reason you end up doing asphalt
generally,
when it's that big of a project?
Generally, yes. Concrete's probably twice as much as asphalt, probably on average. Maybe not always, but
okay,
you could kind of figure that much.
Okay, so let's talk about this. What are some of the benefits of going asphalt versus concrete?
The cost.
And then we'll flip the script and go the other way. So cost.
Yeah.
Asphalt's generally cheaper, as you just mentioned. Yeah. What other things are you looking at when you're trying to make a decision? Like if you want to redo your driveway.
Yeah. Well, in the parking lot, you know, world, I mean, they paved our parking lot in one day around our church.
Concrete would take a lot longer.
Concrete would take days. You know, you're doing it in sections.
Sure.
Because the way you have to finish it and everything, you can't reach the middle of a concrete parking lot, you know, with.
And then there's a cure time, right? A set time.
Definitely. Concrete's going to last longer, you know, generally. But and asphalt takes a little more maintenance. You might get a little cracks here or there. For sure you have to seal it regularly. If you don't seal it with anything on the outside, either on your house, on the ground, what's the number one thing that we're dealing with is water.
Sure.
So if the pores on the surface of the asphalt kind of open up, if your asphalt's black when they put it down generally, and then it starts to gray from the ultraviolet rays of the sun and the pores start to open up, well, now water's going to get in there.
Mm-hmm.
Water's going to cause, and then it freezes and it cracks and it expands and then
plants start growing in it.
Yeah. And then water gets under it, it starts to settle and you get potholes and things. So it's really trying to keep the water from getting it. So keeping a good sealant on it is really critical with asphalt. When it's installed, making sure that they've graded it properly so water drains off of it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want ponding as much as possible, because that leads to problems as well. So, I mean, there's a lot of benefits to doing the asphalt in the winter. If we get a snow and then we get a little bit of sun, that asphalt can heat up quicker. If you shovel most of your snow off, and when you shovel, sometimes you got a little bit of snow left or ice or something.
Or if you snow blow, you maybe have a thin layer on.
Yeah, exactly. It'll melt quicker.
Yeah.
Because the asphalt, the black surface will heat up quicker than concrete does.
But don't you think in extreme weather conditions, the concrete would hold up better?
Oh, yeah. Like, for example, if you have a motorcycle, you know, if you put your motorcycle on its kickstand in a hot summer day, that small point of the bottom of the kickstand is going to sink into the asphalt. Well, it won't do that on concrete.
Most motorcycle, especially Harleys with the big Harleys, they carry a disc that they put under that, so it spreads that weight out.
Exactly. So it's things like that. Of course, if the asphalt's brand new, one of the things that the contractor we used expressed to us is that within the first couple weeks, really try to tell people when you drive on it, try as hard as you can to not turn in place.
Oh, so you sit in your spot and you just crank your wheels?
You'll create little divots in the asphalt. Yeah. So try as hard as possible to like turn into a parking stall while you're moving. And then don't turn again until you start pulling out. You know, pull out a little bit and get going and then turn.
Gotcha.
You know, so that can really help save or not create issues with your asphalt.
So if you ever want to see what asphalt looks like if you don't maintain it, come to my house. When we bought the house, it hadn't been maintained.
It's really almost old.
Becoming a gravel road. Yeah. That's how bad it is in points where, and I'm fine with that. I'm like, I'm just driving. I don't have kids, you know, skating up and down it or playing basketball. And so I'm like, it's not urgent to me. I don't have to replace it. I'm just driving on it. But someday I'll have to replace it.
And when it gets bad with asphalt, there's no real fixing it. You can cut patch areas maybe or something, but you're literally tearing it all out.
Yeah.
They have to grade it and compact it and everything and put new asphalt in.
Yeah.
You can't mud jack asphalt. You can contract.
Good conversation. All right. We have a couple of texts that came in. We'll get to when we come back. The Siding Unlimited WTMJ Talking Text Line 855-616-1620. It is the Fix It Show. We thank you for listening to WTMJ.
WTMJ's The Fix It Show with David Nason and Dayton Kane.
David, you know what I love? I love when listeners ask us to play songs. That means they're participating.
Right?
I like it. Ted Nugent.
He was in the Waukesha County Fair last night. Might have been his last concert here in Wisconsin.
You think
I don't know. How old is he?
I don't know. He's been around a long time.
I mean, these people that we grew up listening to, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're all
70s and 80s.
80s, still performing. Connie Francis died this week.
I don't know who that is.
Really?
Connie Francis?
She was longtime performer. She was like 87. She still had stuff booked, I was hearing
really?
On the radio.
At 87?
87. She still had things booked had to cancel because she passed away. I don't understand. It's just got to be the love or the passion of being able to do it.
Yeah, it's got to be. Well, and the adoration of the fans. I mean, it's
true.
It gets you a high.
Yeah, I guess.
It gets you a high.
Being out on stage. Ozzy did that concert, was like last week or something? How old is he?
He's 87, I think I saw.
It's crazy.
Anyway,
I don't want to be doing this job when I'm in my 80s.
Right?
I want to be on a beach somewhere or something.
Exactly. And they have all the money in the world that they could do that, right?
That's
you
more
just
power
keep going.
To them. You know, like you said, if they know the passion for it, maybe Adam will be here doing news in 50 years.
Because
he
loves it so much.
Yeah.
You mean Sean?
Sean.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
All right. So let's get to these texts. How often should you replace your furnace in a filter on a furnace? I believe the ones that I'm currently using are MERV 8 rating, and I replace mine every month. Someone I was recently talking to said there's no need to replace it every month. What are your recommendations? It depends on how thick it is. A MERV 8 is going to be a thicker one, right? Typically?
Well, not necessarily.
No?
So the MERV rating is just how, like, I guess for lack of a better word, how dense that
the filter
is.
Yeah.
So you can buy a 1-inch filter and it's like blue or gray. It's like, that mesh stuff and you can literally see through it.
Yep.
It's got to be like a MERV 0. I don't know, you know. And then you can buy a 1-inch filter that can be in MERV 8 or MERV 11 or something like that. And so, but a 1-inch filter is generally 45 to 60 days. And then I add on top of that, how many pets do you have?
Sure.
You got pets, you're down to 30 days. Yeah, definitely. You know, so, and then you get these 4 or 5-inch media filters and they generally say 4 to 6 months. So if you have a 4 to 5-inch filter, good rule of thumb is twice a year.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
That's what I
do. You know, change of season,
and
basically.
Jason Fox at Capitol and his crew say I'm doing a good job.
Yes. Yeah. So change of season, really. You know, I've always said, you know, pay attention to your heating and cooling equipment. Listen to it. You know, look, when you walk by it, if you walk by it in your basement or walk by it in your basement, if you don't, you know, and look at it. Is there water leaking out of somewhere where it shouldn't be? Is there Is it making a noise that you, I've never heard that noise before. Is it starting up and then turning off and then starting up and then turning off?
Over and over and over.
That's unusual. It's called short cycling. That's not good for it. Something's wrong. Usually it's a dirty filter. But, I mean, you just got to, it's like your car. You're in your car almost every day. Almost everybody's in their car every day. You're driving down the road. You can hear, it's making a noise. You know, don't just turn the radio up. You know, okay, I got to go have it serviced, right? Or the engine light comes on. Well, furnaces and air conditioners do that too if you're paying attention to them.
Yeah. Same as your body.
True.
You know your body better than anybody else. Very true. If you have something weird going on, go get it checked out.
It's called maintenance.
Yes. Good. I like it. The Fix-It Show. That's why we're here. We have a bunch more texts we'll get to when we come back. 855-616-1620. If you have a question, let's go to Adam Brenda. Oh, no. It's Sean Brenda in the WTMJ Breaking News Center. Good morning, Sean.
More of your questions next. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
A good sound, Isaac. Oso, the name of the band?
Yes.
Are they staying at your place?
No, they're not.
Okay, no. I find this culture of Isaac's music world where they like just crash at each other's apartments when they're in different towns. There's like this network of people who know
each
other.
They're probably not getting paid much.
Right, right.
So it's not like they're staying at the Hilton or something.
Yeah, they're staying on my couch.
Yeah. What's it, the $10 bill tour?
Yeah.
Doesn't that add to the whole... just experience, right. And that's where they come up with their music through their experiences and everything. And
exactly.
If you were staying at the Hilton and swimming in the pool with everybody else, how boring is that? You know, you got to be crashing on the couch and out all night.
It's like camping for people who hate being outside.
Sure.
That's a good way to put it. Right. They're going to be at the X-Ray Arcade tomorrow if you want to go catch Oso. And the $10 bill tour. I like the name of that one. All right, let's go to more text. 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talking text line. Can you? This goes to what we were talking about before. Can you color tint asphalt? If you color tinted a cement color, will it be cooler to walk on?
I don't know that I've ever seen asphalt tinted gray. I've seen green and red.
Really?
But I don't know if you can actually... get it all the way. The thing is, it's a petroleum-based product.
Right. It turns gray eventually.
It does. I mean, the surface does.
Right.
But it's always kind of that gray-black, you know, in the center kind of thing.
I'm intrigued now because I would like mine to be a gray instead of a black if you could do it.
Well, I'm not sure. I've seen green. I've seen red asphalt.
Yeah.
But I don't know that you can really go all kinds of colors. Like you can concrete, you can you know, stamp and color concrete quite a bit different colors. But I don't know about asphalt. Mm. How and that might be very expensive.
And then how do you patch it? Because most of the products out there are black.
Yeah,
that you're patching
really the dry patches or a cold patch is all going to be black.
Well, I'm expecting a huge raise from WTMJ, so I'm going to go concrete when I replace my driveway.
Right. I'm being told by somebody there is a paint that you can paint asphalt.
Really?
Somebody texted me. Jim Riedel actually texted me.
From last week, he filled in for you. He did a good job last week.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jim.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for filling in when you can. All right, let's go to another one. Good morning. For grading around the house, would the best type of business be a professional landscaper or basement repair service, or would either work? Would that type of business also help shore up a garden shed? What?
Well, it's garden shed. Garden sheds are just set right on the ground.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, they're not on a foundation, a footing, or anything. Gotcha. They're just set right on the ground. So I would say generally grading around a house is going to be a landscaping company. If you need a contractor to come and work, most landscaping or grading improvement that I see around houses, and I say most, but not always, could really be done in a weekend. You and a couple friends or, you know, just
order some dirt,
have some dirt delivered, get some wheelbarrows if you don't have that. And you got to generally rake your mulch back. I mean, most people have mulch around their house, rocks or mulch or something. Put a tarp down, you know, rake it off the garden area, that landscape area, onto your tarp so you're not raking it all into the grass.
Mm-hmm.
Onto the tarp, you know, get the dirt in there. And you want to use a brown dirt, you know, black
Topsoil
kind of washes away. It settles quickly. You don't want all clay, but you want something that compacts a little bit and get that up and just get a positive slope away from your house. I see a lot of times where the window wells are exposed a couple inches. Fill it up right up to the window wells. It'll sink a little bit. And then once you get that dirt, once the dirt is sloped away, then you can put your mulch back. And by the way, you don't need 6 inches of mulch around your house. I see
you shouldn't
six
have six
and more sometimes. People, you know, landscapers, they just put more mulch on it. Everybody wants fresh-looking mulch every year, but nobody ever takes the mulch away. So you don't need that much mulch. You need a couple inches of mulch. And like I said, most people can do it in a weekend or a couple weekends. But sometimes if it's literally flat around your house, or maybe it's up too high on your siding already where you can't put any mulch, mm-hmm. More dirt in, now you have to try to address drainage issues dealing with flat, and you may need to do some underground drainage, some French drains or something like that. So in some cases, you're going to need a landscape contractor. Trees on the Move, been on the show, sure. You know, is on show regularly, and they do all kinds of landscaping work, grading, irrigation systems, underground drainage systems. So they're great. You see, do you think Trees on the Move? And if you haven't heard them on the show, Gary talks about they do so much stuff now.
Yeah,
full service landscape contractor.
Beautiful stuff too.
Yeah, and go out to their place down on Calhoun, and you can go there and not only see all the stuff they sell, the trees and everything, but also their services. You can talk to somebody there.
I had to have my backyard professionally
graded
because we were getting water in the basement, and we were the lowest. We were the flat. It was flat. Water was coming to the house. Got it around the house, and now it's good, and we're not getting that water in there anymore.
Yeah. Somebody just texted, where do you get brown dirt? It's hard to find. Generally, a landscape, a material provider, out by me in Oconomowoc. There's Oconomowoc Landscape Supply. It's some place like that where you go and where they're selling
A lot of times the pages that sell mulch.
And things, and, the rocks and things like that. So there are places around that do sell it. And so that's the best place to look.
Good questions. Keep them coming in. 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. It is a Fix-It show on WTMJ.
Need advice? Call 855-616-1620. Our expert home inspector is here to help. It's the Fix-It show on WTMJ.
This will get you going on a Saturday morning. Who is this, Isaac?
This is my friend Jimmy Montague.
I like it. All right, thank you for joining us. Dayton Kane and David Nason here with you this morning, 855-616-1620. If you have questions, we'd love to hear from you. Somebody says, can you buy brown dirt in a bag like topsoil? And I just Googled it, and I could not see anything. I saw potting soil and topsoil, but no brown dirt.
So I did a search, sifted brown dirt supply near me. We got Premier Landscape Product. I mean, these are all places I've never...
Right. Yeah.
I'm just saying they sell it. Did a quick search. Premier Landscape, and these are in Milwaukee. So if you're in the Milwaukee area, Premier Landscape Products in West Milwaukee, Blue Moles Garden and Landscape Center down on the south side, Greenfield. They're a big landscape supply center. That would be a good one to check out. Scarta Landscape Supply.
I was able to do with my yard is I was able to take some of the spots that were low.
Yeah.
And fill it where I had spots that were high.
Yeah.
So I had to take some out of some areas and just moved them to other areas to regrade the way I needed to do it.
And what I was saying, sometimes if you rake your mulch back off, the dirt that's out at the edge, like 4 feet away from your house, if you just kind of rake that back up towards your house, so if it's kind of settled away from your house, just slope it or get it back towards the house, and that might be good enough.
And I had an area, I think I already mentioned this, between my sidewalk that they poured in the backyard to the patio and the garage, there was a good 8 to 9 inches of mulch and soil above my siding line that I dug down. And what that was causing is when it would rain, we would get our garage would flood because the water was just going right over the top of the garage sill and coming into the garage. And once I dug that down, it kept that from happening. So, definitely want to look at all the parts of your yard and what they did with it. And over the years, it all changes, right? Because things are...
Right. So I was just looking. Tom Faza wrote an article interestingly enough, it's called Keep Your Basement Dry, and it talks about basements and stuff, but it also talks about grading and drainage, because that is the number one cause of basement problems, is, and that's why we talk about it so much, gratings, gutters, and downspouts. You can find it on my website under the contents tab, bestinspectionsllc.com. So there's a lot of good information there, but it says basically what we're saying is rake your mulch back, get some dirt up along the house. We're really concerned about the 4 to 6 feet around your house.
Sure.
Once the water gets that far away, it should soak into the ground.
Yep.
So same thing with downspout extensions, that they should be extended out that far.
Happened again yesterday. So, you know, rain's coming this week. They got more rain in the forecast. Mm. We've had a lot of rain this year, actually. Yeah. But walked around my house, and we had a bunch of kids running around our yard yesterday. And sure enough, knocked downspouts off. Are off. And so walk around your house a couple times a week.
Yeah.
Just take a stroll. What else are you doing? I luckily, when I mow my lawn, and it's been every week at least this year, because the grass is just growing like crazy because of all the rain we've been having. I'm fortunate enough that I hit every part of my house and can see every side of my house, every corner. Like, there's not a side I don't go around. Mm-hmm. Some people have that side of their house where they never go.
If you live in a tight urban area in the Milwaukee, Tos area, where, you got a foot and a half or 2 feet alongside your house.
Yeah, at least every couple of weeks, walk around your house and just see everything's attached still.
See what your neighbor's doing on that side of your house. Right, that you don't ever go there, especially in the winter, because if their driveway's right there, that's where the snow is going up. And you can't stop that, but ask them to not shoot the snow at your house or pile it right up against your house. But
when I lived in Shorewood, that was hard. You had to direct it. I almost had to double snow blow because I had to throw it onto my driveway and then throw it out again once I was past the house.
You're being a good neighbor, definitely.
There. Yeah. Good stuff. Keep the calls and texts coming. Mm-hmm. We have one more segment before we're joined by Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited. 855-616-1620. The Fix It Show is on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma Brand station. We can't help fix your relationship, but we can help with that leak. It's the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
Fix It Show is sponsored each week by Siding Unlimited and J&B Construction. Dayton Kane and David Nason hanging out with you this morning. Thanks for hanging out with us. We appreciate that. 20 days until the Packers' first preseason game against the Jets at Lambeau. Football's almost here. I'm excited.
How long until the Packers-Steelers game?
Oh, I don't know. And I'll have to look that up.
It's That'll a Sunday be a good night one. In October.
That'll be a good one.
Yeah.
We'll see how Aaron Rodgers does. We did trivia the other night, and that was one of the questions. What quarterback in January passed 500 passes for his career? And we missed it. We guessed Stafford. It was Rodgers. Yeah. We guessed Stafford. We thought Rodgers was too, that's too obvious. We can't guess Aaron Rodgers. We missed that one. So anyway.
Occam's razor.
What?
Occam's razor. It's a theorem that the most likely answer or solution to the problem is almost always the correct one.
Well, that was it that time. So, it would have been.
So remember that. Occam's razor. OccamRazor. Occam's razor.
See, you learn all kinds of stuff on this show.
Yes.
Good thing you're listening. We got have another.
Because I use that in my inspections, believe it or not.
All right. If
somebody asks, well, what do you think about this? Well, it's the most obvious thing usually. Well, where's the water coming from? Well, is there plumbing above it? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Or is there no plumbing? Well, it's probably the roof. Is there a chimney right there? The chimney leaked.
Yeah.
Something. Yeah. It's not rocket scientists usually, or science. I'm not a rocket scientist, but yes.
Or
let's
brain
go on
surgeon.
To the text.
All right. Text says, the caulk between my wall and floor of my shower is cracking. Is that something urgent I should fix right away?
Yes.
Okay. That answers that question.
Right.
Well, so that's where water's coming down, right? It hits the wall. It comes down. If there's a crack in your caulk, that's where the water's going.
So we'll probably talk maybe a little bit more this next hour, but with the outside of your home, where in a bathroom, in a kitchen, where there's water, you really, when you're doing something, you just got to think, well, where can water go?
Right.
If water can get behind the tile, if water can get behind the tub or the shower base, if water can get behind X, whatever, it shouldn't go there.
Right.
It's
now it's
cause
getting trapped
damage.
In your wall.
It's going to cause damage.
Yeah.
So, yes. So I could get on my soapbox about exteriors and thinking about, installers need to think about where water goes. And because it's not, well, we won't go there. But yes, the scrape out the old caulk. So you want to get rid of the old caulk,
right?
Because just going over the old caulk with new caulk is, it's going to fail pretty quickly.
How do you tell what caulk you're scraping off, though? Because you can't put silicone over silicone, right?
Right.
So how do I know if it's silicone? How do you tell?
Silicone's kind of, if you get a little piece, it's really flexible, rubbery kind of everything. So you should scrape that out, but then or you should also get it really clean. So use something with an alcohol-based xylene or goof off.
Okay.
Stuff in, get it really clean. And then if you want your new caulk to look really good, like a professional did it, you get out some blue painter's tape and you put some painter's tape on the wall about maybe 3/8 inch to 3/8 inch above the horizontal surface. And then you put tape on the floor or on the tub or something. So now you have what looks like a corner that's got blue tape and you lay your caulk in there. You give it a little bit, rub your wet finger, or if you take a sponge or they make tools on it, smooth it out and everything, and then let that sit for about a minute. Let the caulk get a little skin on it. Pull your painter's tape away, and your caulk looks perfect straight. And you can be a little sloppy then with you getting your painter's tape there and everything. So
because caulking is an art. It's not easy for everyone to do.
And using the tape can make a big difference.
Okay. One more question before we get to the next. Well, we could probably save that one till the next hour.
Yeah.
We got a couple for Eric that we can get to. Eric is coming in next from Siding Unlimited, so we'll talk to him about some of the texts that just came in. So if that was you that put it in, make sure you listen next hour. If you have questions for anything on the exterior of the house, that's what we'll be talking about next hour. 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. We have about 30 seconds, David. Tell people what you do and how they get in touch with you.
I do inspections. Basically, anything relating to your home. Home inspections, whether you're buying, selling, you've been in your house 30 years. I do, home inspections, condos, all types of inspections like that. Stone veneer, EIFS inspections. I'm doing one of each of those this coming week. An EIFS inspection, a stone veneer inspection. I'm doing a lot of legal work too. Almost too much. Should say that.
That's what happens when you become an expert. Everybody wants your opinion.
So if you're having an issue with your house, I can generally look at it. I'm not a roof expert. I know a lot about roofs, but the problem is sometimes roofing, if there's something involved, you need to have a certification. I'm not certified to inspect a roof. So sometimes I recommend somebody else for that. So.
All right. BestInspectionsLLC.com is the website if you want to reach out to David. BestInspectionsLLC.com. All right. That does it for hour number one. Thanks for all the calls and texts that came in. It is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
This has been The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.